910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. Some major predictions proving true at the Academy Awards. Big wins for Oppenheimer, Best Picture, Best Director Christopher Nolan, Best Actor Cillian Murphy, Best Supporting Actor Robert Downey Jr. Backstage at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Downey Jr. winning his first Oscar ever on his third nomination. He joked, "I'd like to thank my terrible childhood and the Academy," in that order.
Emma Stone won her second career Best Actress Oscar for Poor Things. Earlier, Davine Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress for her performance in The Holdovers. A U.S. Army ship carrying equipment to build a temporary pier in Gaza is headed to the Mediterranean, not long after President Biden announced plans to increase aid deliveries by sea. Hamas rejecting a Gaza ceasefire agreed to by Israel, the U.S. and other negotiators, instead calling for violent attacks on Israelis during Ramadan. This is ABC News. More on the part of an Alaska Airlines Boeing jetliner cabin blowing out in flight. The Wall Street Journal reporting the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
The agency demanding Boeing provide any production documents and information on the specific production shifts and the names of the 25 employees at their Washington plant who worked on those bolts, telling a Senate Commerce Committee last week Boeing has yet to comply.
Over 55 million people in the Northeast bracing for powerful winds. The West preparing for more snow. ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
Wind advisories are situated from Washington, D.C. and Baltimore to Boston and Portland, Maine. We even have some winter storm warnings remaining further inland. We could see wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour. That could lead to power outages and downed trees. Meanwhile, we could see under a foot of snow throughout the California Sierra and maybe even 30 inches of snow throughout the Cascades.
A crew is trying to free a sperm whale beached off of Florida's Gulf Coast. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy whites, actually.
Wow, dude.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Headed down to pick up my best. save my soul. And I still believe, believe in rock and roll. And I still believe that rock's gonna steal the show. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those
Lord. Basic and Shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Basic and Shield, sword against blade, burning shadow.
Maxing Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music. That is Mickey Magnum there. Brand new stuff from his latest album, Avenging Spirit. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll before that. That song actually just had a video release. You can check Mickey Magnum's Facebook page or YouTube page for the brand new video for that. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm not going to do a lot of talking tonight. I'm very much under the weather, and it sucks. But we're still going to rock and roll tonight. Music on the way this half hour. We'll do some Autumn Reverie, also some Bon Scorpion. M'Shell recorded an interview with Avenues earlier this week. We're going to hear that interview at 10:30. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. Love to hear what you're doing tonight. Feel free to send me a text, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. M'Shell recorded an interview with this band last week. You can catch the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. It's H1Z1 and Hard. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Close my eyes and realize nothing in my life is right. original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin with Johnny Likes Noise on Max Inc. Heavy. If you look at the cover of that album from Johnny Likes Noise, you'll see the future host of Max Inc. Heavy, M. Shell, on that cover. It's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Before Johnny Likes Noise, we heard Autumn Reverie with Stalemate and Bon Scorpion with Grave is Angel. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the interview with Avenues that was recorded by M. Shell. We'll get that on the air for you. And Essential Last Crack at the top of the hour. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in beautiful downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you see her try and look away, she's got that mesmerizing stare. She'll make you feel like you were dying with the flip of her hair. She's like a supersonic warhead, rising down the street. And everyone around you thinks she's something for me. Like a supersonic warhead, tearing up the town. If you are around you for that, she might take you down. If she sees you, then she hooked her prey. Try not to raise this away. She'll like to sell her, don't behind her.
thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy. It's M-Shell, and I'm here with Sean Brooks of Avenues, a Midwest punk band with a throwback pop-punk sound since 2006. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for addressing it as Avenues. We always get the Avenues, which is always kind of frustrating or annoying once in a while, getting the names messed up here and there, but much appreciated.
Absolutely. I know little things get missed like that all the time in the music world, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so where does the name Avenues come from?
Well, that's a good question. So when we first started this project and formed the band, sitting in the basement practicing, and it was kind of an afterthought of coming up with a name. So originally, the first name we came up with, we wanted to use Postcards from Ann Arbor, but felt that was a little too bubblegum pop punk and emo sounding. And then later found out